As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be back here on this rainy Saturday afternoon. We've had a busy day so far today, actually. We had our first weekend, or our first day of baseball senior tryouts, and we had a great turnout. It was really awesome to be with all those kids and get to work with them, and you can just tell they are dying to get out and do something. So as of right now, the way the mandates are going down from the Fuhrer, Governor Kate Brown, we can still do baseball and softball and a couple other outdoor sports. So obviously, there's some restrictions in those. We still have to social distance. We have to sanitize things properly. When the kids are not on the field, they're supposed to be masked up. And, you know, a handful of items that we have to take care of that are non-baseball related. But at least we get to be together. At least the kids get to play some ball and have some fun and socialize. They've missed out on that all winter long so far. It's really sad. It's really sad that there are some sports that just aren't going to get to do it at all, it looks like. Football is up in the air. She originally said no contact sports and kept putting more restrictions or basically kept kicking the can down the road with football. And kind of the deadline, if they wanted to get started like playing high school football, Monday is the day. They have to have a yes or a no answer. And it just doesn't look very promising. Volleyball, it's indoors. They're still reviewing it. Is it possible? Of course it's possible, but will they allow us is the big question. It's still very limited people indoors. And of course, you're going to have to mask up and social distance. And it's just unknown if we're going to be able to do that. But the crime is that you have these kids that this last year, we're going on a year now, pretty much their whole life has been yanked away from them. Everything that they've known for their entire life, the norm, it's gone. It was somebody flipped a switch and boom, you can't do that anymore. And they've been forced into solitude. And they are hurting and they are losing. The distance education that they've been receiving, it's a joke. And I'm not saying that to poke fun at the teachers. I know we've had this discussion before on this show. And I think teachers are a lot of the problem in this country on a lot of this crazy radical ideology that we get from the left. But not all teachers are bad. There are some fantastic teachers. There are some teachers that work their butts off, that do a wonderful job, that are heroes in society. And those teachers need to be praised. And they're trying to do the right thing. But given the set of circumstances that they have to work with this distance learning, it doesn't matter if you're good or if you're bad. It's just impossible to be effective as a teacher and really reach out to each and every one of the kids and know that the kids are retaining the information, learning what they need to be learning. And it's just, it was a model that was set up from the beginning to fail. And there's just not a good way to do it. There is just not a good way to do it. The only way to properly educate these kids is to get them back into the classroom. And it's so much more than the academics. It's everything else that they get from having to be on a schedule and getting into the classroom and having teachers that they like and teachers that they dislike and, you know, other students there that they have to learn how to get along with and share with and communicate with and their friendships that they're missing out on. some of these kids, especially when you get into the high school age, the juniors and seniors, man, they are really hurting. And what I've seen so far with this current class of 2021, now, I'll tell you, I'm a little bit overly emotional about this, a little bit biased, maybe is the right way to describe it. I have my daughter, Anna, is graduating this year of 2021. Now, she was basically, like I said, when COVID hit, schools got shut down. She was a junior at that point. And COVID was a shock to everybody. It hit hard. Nobody expected the schools to be shut down and to for it to have such an impact the way it really did. And so the community and just everybody, they really rallied around the senior class of 2020, the last year graduating class. And they wanted to make sure that they were recognized and celebrated and they didn't miss out on their stuff. And everybody just was amazed that COVID was shutting things down and threatening graduations. And the communities just weren't going to have it. And so they started raising all these funds and brainstorming and how can we put on a graduation for these guys? How can we make sure that they get their proms and they get their senior parties? And they just went out of their way to send these guys off with a bang and to rightfully give them what they deserve, but in a non-traditional way because they weren't able to do it through the schools. Now we're going on a year of COVID. And we've got a new graduating class, the class of 2021. And the reality is what's happened here is people are mundane. They've been living with this COVID. It's not a surprise. It's nothing new. Nobody expects things to really get better. Nobody expects things to really open up. What we can expect is to be let down, right? But the class that's graduating, this senior class, they've lost everything this year. There was no high school football games, no homecoming, no prom, no snowball. All the senior activities that they get to do all throughout the year, being the upperclassmen, I mean, that's something. If you think back, for me, it's 20-some years ago, but I remember it like it was yesterday, and quite honestly, I don't feel any different. I know people are supposed to mature. You know, when I was in high school and I was, you know, 15, 16, 17 years old, and I looked at, you know, 30, 35-year-old men, and I thought, man, those are mature adults. Those guys got it together. And here I am, you know, going on 39-ish, and I feel like I did when I was in high school. I felt like a 16-year-old kid. So I don't know if that's my own problem, but I was just curious if you guys have the same situation. Do you feel like you've matured? But one of the things is we remember how it was to be in high school. And I remember that, you know, we worked our whole life to become the top dog at the school, to become the senior, to reach that goal. And it was special. And you kind of walk around with a little bit of chip on your shoulder the senior year because you are the senior. And this class, because of COVID, because they haven't been able to do any of it, they've missed out on their entire senior year. Maybe it means more to me than it does them because maybe they don't know what they've missed. And I know it's just one moment in their life, but they've been working for 18 years for this moment. And it's a lot of memories that we all look back on that are fond memories and some of the funnest times in our life. And our kids aren't going to be able to get those memories. And so it's really sad. And because COVID has gone on so long and because the newness of it has kind of worn off, and I think it's a combination. The newness of COVID's worn off, but also we've had so many businesses shut down. There are so many people out of work. People are really hurting because of this COVID that nobody this year is really rallying for these seniors, this graduating class. There's not the excitement there to make sure that we send them off with a bang. And a lot of the things that the parents have tried to do to fundraise and, you know, so we can try to do some outside the box special things for them, so they know that they're celebrated and we can honor their achievements. We're just not getting any feedback from the community. We're not getting any donations. We're just not getting a lot of interest of people wanting to be a part of that. And so I'm really concerned about this class, and who knows how long this is going to go on. You know, the junior class, are they going to deal with the same thing next year? Are we really going to put these kids back in school in the next, you know, couple weeks or month? Are things going to slowly start going back to normal? I'm not convinced that things will ever be back to normal, if I'm being honest with you. Not under the current Oregon leadership. You look around at other states that are opened up and they don't seem to have a problem. But for some reason, Kate Brown has her thumb on Oregon, and she's going against statistics. She's going against science. She's going against recommendations from the CDC. The CDC just came out with a report and they said schools can open up. Schools can open up. Teachers should be able to go back to schools and be safe, even if they don't have a vaccine. That came straight from the CDC this week. But that's not what Oregon's doing. That's not the recommendations Oregon's following. We're in our own little bubble here, and everything's harder on us and worse on us, and it's coming directly from our leadership. And I can only surmise that she intentionally wants to hurt the citizens in Oregon. She intentionally wants to cause our economy to tank and businesses to close. And I think it's because, and I think we all know this, it's because she is a socialist. She wants to steer this country into communism. And this is the agenda that she's been pushing. And the fastest way to do that is to make people have to be dependent on big government. You have to turn to the government for everything. And that's exactly what she's trying to do. And how do you do that? You kill the economy. You kill business. You put people out of work. You dictate everything they can and can't do, where they can go, when they can go there, how many people can be there. They have to wear a mask. They can't go get educated. They can't travel. You can't open your business. This is what she's doing. It's 100% intentional. It has nothing to do with COVID anymore. And remember, I got COVID. I can speak about COVID. Yeah, it's a real thing. It's nasty. I was sick. But this goes far beyond that. This goes far beyond that. She is not keeping our state locked down because of COVID. She's not trying to protect anybody from COVID. What she's doing is part of a plan. It's part of a plan that they've been working on for decades, probably. But she wants to destroy us, and she wants to usher us in to having to have government take care of you. Having to have government take care of me. And now, with the Biden administration and the way the elections turned out, they see this opportunity and they are going as fast as they can because they know that it might be short-lived. They know that it might not last forever. Who knows? In 2 years, I pray to God, I keep my fingers crossed, we could take back the Congress. Could. Okay, I'm not going to hold my breath on that. Of course, there's the whole election fraud thing and the cheating and stuff that we have to deal with. It's going to be harder than we think. But if we took back Congress, we could take some of that power away from this administration and slow them down on their agenda. So until that time, you have these Democrat governors and Democratic legislators, these states that are ran by Democrats, and they are wasting no time to further kill this economy and make the American citizens relying on government for everything. That's their plan. And that is absolutely what COVID is about. I don't know if you saw her post on Facebook this week, but she said something to the effect that we want to get back out and do things like normal. We want to open up. We want to go to schools. We want to have our gatherings. But she is not going to open up Oregon fully until everybody in the state is vaccinated. So what do you think, my friends? We warned you that this was about mandatory vaccinations also. Well, guess what? It's not written in stone yet. It's not an actual law yet. But they're going to make life so hard on you and prohibit you from doing things that if you want to function, if you want to survive, you're going to be forced to get the vaccination. There's more on that when we come back. Stick with us, my friends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and thanks for joining us today. So much things going on. I mean, every week there's just more and more news that we could talk about. I've been complaining for a long time that the show's not long enough. I could easily sit here for 3 hours just to cover half of what's happened. I come in and I'm at a loss. Do I talk about Oregon? Do I talk about Washington? What are they doing to President Trump? What is Governor Brown doing? It's just a roller coaster, and my head's about ready to explode with everything the Democrats are doing. You almost can't keep up with it. I mean, we could spend a show each week talking about just one of the executive orders that Joe Biden has done. You know, he's signed over 40 executive orders now. Couple weeks in office, over 40 executive orders. We could single out any one of those executive orders and talk about it for the entire show. And what we would be talking about is how it is hurting the American people, what it is doing to make our country more weak, to make our country broke, to actually hurt the jobs that people have for their livelihoods, their businesses, to make it so we're dependent on other countries, to make it so we're not a superpower anymore, to make it so we can't defend ourselves anymore. I said to my dad the other day, I said, in your lifetime, have you ever seen a president in such a short amount of time that has done as much damage to this country and to the citizens of the United States as Joe Biden? And he said, no. No, and the truth is, he hasn't seen a president that has spent his entire term of 4 or 8 years in the White House that has done as much damage to the United States and hurt the citizens like Joe Biden's administration has. Think about that. Everything he has done since he's been in office, not through legislation, not through the proper way to make sure there's checks and balances and make sure that there's not an overreach of power, but through executive order, everything he has done, and it has hurt our economy, it's hurt our jobs, it's hurt our citizens, it's hurt our defense, it's hurt our world standing, it's made opportunities so we lose some of the peace treaties that we've developed over this last couple of years. It's set us back on our trade negotiations with China. The best thing that could have happened for China was Biden to become president of the United States. We were winning. We were gaining ground with China. We were starting to get the things that we were after. We were starting to have fair trade, and it was making it better for industry in our country. And China was on the brink. Their economy was collapsing, and they had nowhere to go. They were trying to hold out as long as they could. Their goal was to get through this next election and do everything they could to try to make it so President Trump didn't win. If you don't think China meddled in this last election, if you don't think that they were influenced things, you're a fool. They absolutely were. It was about life or death for them. And they would have done whatever they had to make sure Donald Trump wasn't the president. All they needed to do is survive long enough to get through this election. And hopefully for them, Donald Trump would be defeated. And that's what happened. Not Not legally, probably. Not without fraud and corruption. But nonetheless, Joe Biden was sworn in as the President of the United States. And he put a halt on all the progress we were making. And China is no longer afraid. They see nothing but opportunity. And they're coming back. And they will come back bigger and stronger than ever. And what is their goal? Their goal is to crush us. They want us out of the way. They want to own us. They want to be the dominating superpower in the world. And they will do whatever it takes to get there. And we have been their only speed bump. And now under this administration, they don't see that speed bump anymore. They just see opportunity. They're going to move forward. They're going to get back everything they've lost this last 4 years. And they're going to keep going. And this administration is just going to give them what they want. Why? It's a couple reasons. Number one, they're stupid. Okay? They're just dumb. These people are just dumb. The people that this administration have negotiating for us, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, his cabinet, they're not qualified. They don't have the best interest of America when they go out and do these negotiations. They don't even understand what they're talking about. They don't understand trade. They don't understand economics. China does. These other countries do. And they're going to eat us alive. We're going to be hurt because we have an incompetent administration. And everybody that's doing any talking for us is incompetent and don't know what the hell they're doing. They're stupid. Okay? Number two, they're corrupt. They're corrupt. They're getting something out of it for personal gain. Their families are getting rich on it. Their families are getting million-dollar, multi-million-dollar, billion-dollar deals from these foreign countries. They're getting favors. They don't care. Shoot, they don't even hide it very good. I don't even think they're trying to hide it anymore. And it's not just the Biden administration, and it's not just recently. This is business as normal for centuries, probably. Congressmen, senators, so many people are involved in this. Feinstein, Pelosi, Schumer, everybody at the top. And guess what? It's not just Democrats. What are you saying? Yeah, Republicans are dirty too, my friends. So many of these Republicans at the top, they're bad. That's why they didn't support Donald Trump. That's why they only supported him when they had to support him or when they needed him. Mitch McConnell, come on, he's dirty, he's corrupt, and he's in bed with other countries. We know it. His wife has deals with China. That's a fact. It was not in their best interest for Trump to do what he was doing for America, for this country, for you and for me, and hurt China. And they could not wait for Trump to be gone. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back for more Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hey, my fellow patriots. Welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. Thanks for joining me today. The show is going by too fast. We were just talking. Well, shoot, I feel like I've kind of gone all over the place. I started talking about Oregon and our governor and these lockdowns and getting our kids back to school. I was talking about how the senior class this year, my heart really goes out for these kids because they've lost everything all year long. They don't know what it's like to be a senior. And because COVID's been around for this last year, people aren't really worried about these kids. They're not really concerned about them. They're not rallying to give them the celebration like they did for the class of 2020. In my community, Dallas High School. We've got this class, and we're struggling fundraising to be able to give them some type of a celebration, some type of a graduation and senior party. You know, we can't do it the traditional ways because of these lockdowns. And we got to think outside the box, but it's just been difficult. And when we go and try to get help, the businesses in our community are hurting so bad, they don't have a lot they can give. Or they've been shut down all the way. And so I think it's that way in every community. The damage that this has caused and the things that it's causing our high school kids, especially the seniors, to miss out on, it's awful. If you play sports, you guys know that I coach ball, softball, baseball. I run programs. And my daughter's played ball her entire life. Volleyball and softball. She loves it. She lives for it. And she's worked hard her entire life. She's also been an honor student athlete. She's always had excellent grades despite playing multiple sports and playing these sports tournament year round. And the culmination of all her hard work boils down really to the junior and senior year. Because she knows she wants to go to college and do something. She's looking at going to pre-med possibly and getting into anesthesiology or maybe just a nursing program. But she would have liked to play ball somewhere. And she lost out on starting varsity ball her junior year. She lost out on all her varsity play for volleyball her senior year. And colleges, you know, they're at a loss. They don't really know what to do. But the time to shine for these classmen is their junior and senior year. That's what they've worked so hard to finally to get to that age where they are the ones starting. They're the ones on varsity. And they're the ones showing off what they can do. So they can have opportunities at scholarships and things like that. And it's all been taken away from them. There's no opportunities there. It's just really crazy. And I don't know what scholarships might have been if we would have had a normal season. I don't know what doors could have opened up. But the point is, now we'll never know. And like I said, these kids, like my daughter, that have worked so hard their entire life, and everything's been building up to this last 2 years of high school to really show off who you are and what you can do and hope that opportunities open up. And she's missed out on all of it. And you can't get that back. And there's no reason. There is no medical reason. There's no scientific reason. We have Kate Brown just making crap up. Making crap up that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Like dining outside in a tent versus inside. I mean, there's so many little things. It's just common sense is out the door with her. And she's just hurting people. I feel like it's just vindictive and I'm tired of it. And I hope you guys are tired of it too. Be careful. Wash your hands. Practice good hygiene. Make sure you're being careful around the vulnerable communities, the elderly, the sick. But don't stop life. Don't take things away from these kids that they can never get back. Don't mess with their lives in a way that could impact them for the rest of their life. Talking about these opportunities with sports and scholarships and things like that. You know, there's some kids that's all they get. There's some kids that their families don't have the means to do anything else. And they've worked hard their entire life and they deserve it. But now it's taken away from them. And that might make or break whether they can go to college and get an advanced education and have a career that they want down the road. it might change the entire direction of what they had planned for their future. Because of a virus that, without a vaccine, you have a 99.6% chance that you're going to survive if you catch it. Why are we so afraid? And these vaccines, now Kate Brown's saying she's not opening Oregon all the way until everybody's 100% vaccinated. That's what we were talking about on the last segment. And like I said, it's not law yet, but they're going to start making it very difficult for people to function in society. I can see them using the schools. You can't attend school unless you're vaccinated. I can see them using the airlines. You cannot fly on an airplane unless you're vaccinated. So if you want to travel, you have to have the vaccine or you're out of luck. If you want to educate your kids, they have to have the vaccine or you're out of luck. But it could be as restrictive as you can't go into Safeway if you haven't had the vaccine. So now if you want to eat, you better go get that vaccine or you're going to starve to death. They can do things like that without saying that vaccines are mandatory, because most people don't want vaccines to be mandatory. They know that that's not going to fly and people will uprise as soon as a law gets passed that there's mandatory vaccinations. So they'll do things like this to kind of work around that, but it's going to be the same outcome, the same effect. If you want to live, you have to have a vaccine. Now, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I think there's some good vaccines, but I think it's everybody's personal choice. You need to decide what's best for your household, what's best for you. Nobody should ever tell you you have to get that. Nobody should force you to stick a needle in your arm and inject yourself with some cocktail of chemicals and dead virus and who knows what else is in there. And there's some nasty things in some of these vaccines. Okay, I know science is a good thing. I do trust most of our medical doctors, but I think there's a lot of big business involved in it too that is corrupting the system. Big Pharma, we know we cannot trust. We know they're just a money-making machine. I don't trust our government, not at all, especially now. We've learned so much under the Trump administration. And it's only going to get worse. Did you see that Homeland Security, they put out a warning that basically labels all Republicans, all conservatives, all white males, all Christians as domestic terrorists? Not so many words, but actually there are parts of their official Homeland Security warning that they published and they put it out. These are the things you need to watch for. These are the people you need to watch for. These are the ones that we're looking for. These are the people that are a threat against our country, that are a threat to you. These are the people that will commit domestic terrorism. These are the type of people that committed insurrection at the Capitol. And then they go on to describe these people. White supremacist? I don't like white supremacist. Do they exist? Yeah, I think they exist. Are they the threat that people say they are? I don't believe so. I think it's being way overblown, and I think if you started seeing a rise of white supremacy, I think good old-fashioned Americans, patriots, doesn't matter what color you are, I think they would put a stop to that crap really quick. I don't think they can get a foothold in this country, because there is racism in this country. There are racist people, okay? But that is not the majority of us. That is not America. And we won't put up with that kind of crap. We don't need groups like Black Lives Matter to tell us that we're all racist, that every one of us has done something wrong, and that we should pay and give them special money and stuff like that because their ancestors may or may not have been slaves. I think, in general, the majority of the American people are good people. They treat people good. They don't see color. They're going to treat everybody the same. And if they see a group of white supremacists rise up, I think they're going to stop that. I think they're going to speak out against it. I don't think they're going to accept it. So white supremacist is one of these groups labeled in this Homeland Security alert. Proud Boys. Okay? But they go on to talk more about what types of people. And if you go on and read further, you'll be sitting there and say, holy smokes, they just described me. Has nothing to do with racism. Has nothing to do with the fact that I feel like I would ever do anything that would qualify me as a domestic terrorist. But they are describing white males, Christians, conservatives, people that listen to conservative talk shows. If they're considering people that listen to conservative talk terrorists, what are they considering me, a guy that does a conservative talk show? Think about it. Hey, we got another break coming up. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hey, friends, welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, and you're catching the tail end of the show. I'm glad you're joining us today. And for those that have been with me, I appreciate it. Thanks for sticking it out. And remember to share my Facebook page, Patriot Uprising Radio. Like and share that page. I'm working on some other platforms, but it's kind of a mess. I had a good Parler account going, but as you guys know, Parler is no longer, at least for the time being. As much as I hate using Facebook as a platform, the reality is it's still kind of the best thing we have at the moment. But hey, at least we know who they are and what they are, and we can be aware of that. So if I disappear on Facebook for a while, rest assured it's because they have suspended my account or banned me for a couple days. They've already messed with me quite a bit and kicked me off for a lot of various reasons. I'm never inappropriate on those pages. I'm never vulgar. I don't say any curse words or anything like that. What I do is share the truth. I give the facts, and we know that Facebook doesn't like the truth or facts a lot of times. So they're targeting more guys like you and I, and that's just the way it is. But anyway, make sure you help get the word out and help promote this page. We were talking about the Homeland Security and how they just came out with this new report on domestic terrorists and describing who these guys are. And I told you that they basically described us. If you're listening to my show, according to their definition, you are somebody that is more likely to commit domestic terrorism. Like I said, they've really targeted white males, Christians, conservatives, Republicans, MAGAs, anybody that supported Donald Trump. That's who they're targeting, and they're putting it out. And, you know, the Biden administration said that he's tired of the divide in this country and he's going to be a uniter. And then they do stuff like this. And so all the liberals, they read this and they think, oh, we knew it. We knew these people were crazy. We knew that they were domestic terrorist, and we knew they were part of this insurrection at the Capitol. And, you know, they're working overtime to further this wedge, to keep dividing us further. And they're forcing us into a corner, my friends. And you know what they say about that? What happens when you back a dog up into the corner? What do you think happens to that? Okay, eventually you're going to get bit. And I think that's what's going to happen. There's a lot of people that are peaceful people that believe in everybody's rights, that don't want to hurt anything. But if you back them into a corner, if you start stripping them of their rights, if you start telling them that the way they believe is wrong, if you start forcing your own ideology upon them, guess what? Eventually they're going to fight back. And that's probably what needs to happen, my friends. And I think the Biden administration is going to learn a hard lesson if they keep doing the things that they're doing. This insurrection at the Capitol, you know, it's a little bit crazy. I don't believe Donald Trump had anything to do with inciting that. I think it's a bunch of crap that they're trying to impeach him. It's criminal, in my opinion, because it's unconstitutional. And the fact that you have these congressmen and senators committing an unconstitutional act, going against the oath of office that they swore, I think they need to be brought up on charges. I am furious that our Justice Department, that our Supreme Court, isn't doing more to stop this circus. They're making a mockery out of our Constitution. We're a mockery in the world because of what they're doing to this president who is innocent. John Roberts said he will not preside over the hearing because it's not constitutional. It clearly says in the Constitution the Chief Justice must preside over an impeachment hearing. It also says you can't impeach somebody that's not in office. President Trump is no longer in office. He peacefully transferred power. He can't legally, constitutionally be impeached. But that's not stopping these lawbreakers. And I don't care if you're a Republican or if you're a Democrat, you should be tired of the charades. You should be tired of the circus that these congressmen and senators are doing day in and day out. When are they doing the business of the American people? Their focus for the last 5 years now has been to destroy Donald Trump, and they will stop at nothing. He is not in office anymore. He is not the president of the United States right now. And they will not leave him alone. They will not stop. What are they so afraid of? I'll tell you what. They're afraid of you and I. They're afraid of him because he inspires us, because he told us the truth, because he loved this country, because he worked for us. He didn't answer to them. He didn't answer to anybody but the American people. And every day, day in and day out, he worked hard for us. And he was exposing them. And he was making things better. But he was hurting the career politicians, the politicians I just talked about that are corrupt, that have deals with China and Ukraine and these other places, Democrats and Republicans. He was exposing them. He was hurting their deals, hurting their pocketbooks, risking their elections, and they had to make him go away. And they would do whatever it took to make him go away. My friends, if you haven't had an opportunity yet to watch Mike Lindell's video that he put together, find it. They're trying to censor everywhere, but there are a lot of platforms that you still can see it. It's called Absolute Proof, and it's 2 hours long, and that sounds like a long time, and I like Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. In fact, I had to support him for what they did to him. My wife and I bought a bunch of new pillows and sheets from him just the other day. And I really like what he stands for. I like his message. I will admit, though, listening to him is a little bit hard. He's a little bit loud, and he's just a little bit hard to listen to at times. It's not that I don't believe him. It's just his presentation. I get that. But he put together a two-hour video. It's done professionally, but it lays out all the election fraud claims. And it sounds like a long video, but it goes quickly. And there's a lot of the stuff that we've already heard about, but he explains it, or he has other people explaining it in more detail that really shows the forensics behind some of this computers that were doing things and changing votes, the different states, the laws that they were breaking. He goes through everything in detail with the fine-tooth comb and explains it and makes a clear-cut, clean case. Facts that prove that this election was stolen, my friends. These are the facts. This is the evidence that we were trying so desperately to get the courts to look at, to get the Supreme Court to see under emergency circumstances so it could be brought out to the light of day before the transfer of power took place. Unfortunately, the courts betrayed us. They did not look at that evidence. They didn't look at any of the evidence. But Mike Lindell put it all together in this video, and I encourage each and every one of you guys, take the time to watch it, share it with your friends, talk about it in your community. At the very least, we need to make sure this stuff doesn't happen in the future. If we want to take back the House in 2 years, if we want the opportunity to try to take some of this power away from the Democrats, away from the Biden-Harris administration, we should just start calling it the Harris-Biden administration. But if we want the opportunity to get the House back, we need to get this information in front of people so this can never happen in this country ever again. It's called Absolute Proof. Mike Lindell put it together, and it's a phenomenal video, and it lays out the facts, and everything's there. All the references are there. There's nothing made up. There's no conspiracies. It's all there. It's everything that you need to know to have a educated discussion about what took place in this last election. So go out and watch that video, my friends. Educate yourself and make sure you're educating your community. We are out of time. God bless you guys. Stay vigilant. We are under attack. Oregon right now, legislator has a lot of gun laws. They're going to be shoving down our throats. A lot of bad laws. They've got a law that most likely is going to pass that's pretty much going to make it so our concealed handgun license isn't valid anywhere. There's not a lot we can do about it. They have the supermajority. They're going to pass these laws, okay? You need to be aware of what's going on. Ultimately, they want to strip you of your Second Amendment rights. They don't want Americans to have guns. Why? Because it goes back to that agenda I talked about. It goes back to the same reason why they're crushing our economy, killing our business, and keeping our kids from being educated. If they take our guns, we can't fight back when they push their movement. All right, my friends, God bless you. We'll catch you next week on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.